Hey, I'm Jackson Howard.
I'm Drew Lance.
I'm Anthony Doria.
Roy Butler.
From You, Me, and Dougie.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Hey, what's up, everybody? Shane Presley here. Rock Paper Podcast, episode 77. I am hanging out downtown here with a couple of good dudes. Anthony Doria, Jackson Howard, Drew Lance, and Roy. What's your last name, Roy?
Butler.
Roy Butler.
Hey, man, he remembered Roy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's good. You don't see that.
No,
yeah,
that
so,
doesn't happen.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, everybody.
So I was going to start, three of us, or four of us here, were at the party Sunday for, over at Steve's Hot Dogs, Tower Grove, for the one-year party. Jackson and Drew got to play, and that was a lot of fun. Anthony was there supporting.
You guys were awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was the whole day. I was just, you know, amazed by the crowd, the turnout, the hot dogs, the talent.
It was like, I was so happy for you because it was just like from the beginning to the end, or from the time I got there to the end, there was just people like filing in and out and in and out and in and out. You know what I mean?
It was
all
packed when I got there.
Because of what you were doing, which was just really, really cool.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it made me happy.
It felt really good, man, to see people actually show up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So. Would have been a little awkward, just me and you guys.
Right.
We could have laughed. That didn't happen.
But I think thank you to Steve's Hot Dogs, Tower Grove. Thank you to TikTok Tavern for putting up with us. And thanks to Mom for bringing the birthday cake out.
Ooh, cake?
Yeah,
you missed cake too, man.
Hot dogs, cake. Yeah.
But no, everybody crushed it, dude. I was so happy with the talent, and everybody seemed to be really impressed too. Like, everybody came to me, like, you know, a lot of people never heard of any of the people there, or they came for one person and then never heard of the rest of the people there, kind of thing. And so they were like, "Who's this guy? He's so good." And
we had
like,
opened up a lot of musicians' eyes to other musicians.
Yeah,
that are
yeah.
Talented around.
Besides,
we're out here on a porch, and we got some visitors.
Yeah, we're hanging
coming
out
through with the laundry.
The laundry, the grocery. Killing it.
But yeah, they that was and what I also liked was that we brought seven new acts out there to Steve's. Nobody had played out there to Steve's yet, so I thought that was a lot of fun.
Dude, I'm sorry. Drew just grabbed that cat, man. That cat was bolting and Drew just boom.
For those of you listening.
That was amazing.
Drew just did like this bionic arm move on a cat that was trying to escape.
It looked like Jean-Claude Van Damme
was
reaching in the pool to grab a fish blindfolded.
And we were all trying to.
I was totally impressed.
Not emotionally react to it.
You guys don't understand how like fast that cat.
Yeah, but you're faster.
Oh, there are, yes, you were.
No,
you
catching
won.
That cat.
You are faster.
You won. So.
Yep.
That was amazing.
Right, you're like,
yeah. Felt kind of bad, but I mean, I had to get him.
Your right. Middle name isn't Gordon, is it? But
there we go. So you guys are all over the Facebook and stuff. So you guys want to plug your stuff? People can come out and find you, follow shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Jackson, you go first.
Sure. So this Thursday, Jackson Howard is at Howard's, which I'm excited about. This amazing woman, Judith Howard, opened this place called Howard's in Soulard. We have no relation. It just happened to be that it also has my name. I'm really excited to play there. It's going to be her birthday on Thursday. Drew and I will be, you know, playing our originals as well as typical Alicia Keys, TLC, Destiny's Child.
You know, all the man songs.
Yes. We like to play man songs like Alicia Keys.
That video I posted, you guys doing What's Up by Four Non Blondes is incredible.
Drew, you killed it.
It's so great.
Such a, and it, we're working on putting something nice package together of all the recordings and pictures and stuff. So anybody that missed out, like Roy, keep an eye out for that video.
Don't be a Roy.
Roy, watch out. Drew's going to use that move on you
he
next.
He had that bullet in the chamber just ready to go. He's like, anybody that wasn't there,
Roy.
Like Roy.
We've officially identified the running joke through this podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so and what you got? Winfield's on Friday, right?
Winfield's on Friday. Yeah. Thanks to Anthony. Yay, thanks to
job,
Anthony. Yeah.
We're there on Saturday.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So Anthony plays with you, me, and Dougie.
Hi.
And you guys got a bunch of stuff coming up, right? Nick's Pub.
Yeah, we got a whole ton of stuff coming up this week. Nick's Pub's on Thursday, Flannery's Pub on Friday from 5 to 8, and then after that we're playing at 6:12 for the first time as an audition show. So
that's Berkwood.
That's when you come to, yeah. 6:12 Kitchen and
Cocktails.
Cocktails, yes.
It's in.
Look at our website.
It's in Kirkwood. Yeah. What?
What day?
Friday night.
Friday.
9 to 1.
Kirkwood's coming alive.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be playing.
Then, well, it's right down the street from Winfield.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
On our break.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
come over. That'll be awesome.
And then Winfield's on Saturday, and then Sonny's in Soulard on Sunday. Which you guys, are you guys doing stuff? On Sunday?
On Sunday.
Come down and check it out.
Are you guys doing anything?
I think I have a couple
I don't
of
have
games.
Anything.
Yeah, I have a gig.
If you
with,
don't come up,
Adrian Nicole,
you can play.
Cool.
I'm
going
to need
Cafe.
To. We need you to
play. I'm going to be out three back-to-backs anyway.
Tell them again your stuff because no one's letting you
that's
tell
right.
your gig. Go ahead. And,
I met this incredible woman named Adrian Nicole, and she plays ukulele and sings really, really good like jazz tunes.
Nice.
It's a really cool mix. And so she came over today. We rehearsed. We were playing an hour set at Benton Park Cafe on Sunday at 6 o'clock. And also with Jen Corman.
Oh, nice.
Be playing a set with her right after that. So Benton Park Cafe on Sunday.
Cool, man.
Awesome.
Yay. So come out see these guys.
Good place.
You guys want to play one? Show them what they...
Yeah, Jackson, you go first.
Do it.
All right. So I'm going to play a newer song called Eve.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us some stories.
Oh, man. Do we want this on recording?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, listen to the song, listen to the lyrics, and maybe we'll talk about it afterward.
We ought
to. I agree. Okay. I think that's a great idea.
All this right. is a total Anthony maneuver because he's going to end up getting what he wants first anyway.
No,
I'm not. Anyway.
No.
Okay, all right.
So,
Eve make me.
And the night is mine. let go.
Buddy.
Thank you. So, awesome. Hey. So anyways, that's that song.
Light it up a little bit.
And I won't mention the names.
Yeah. Listen, man. Just go, I don't want to mention her real name, so we'll just call her Eve.
Right.
That's the way you got to approach that from now on.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. That's what
No, her name was Lucy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Here's me. Here's Jackson.
Zoom.
It's hard to rhyme Lucy now, so it's.
Yeah. Lucy, make me loosey goosey. All right, moving on. Anthony, you want to play us a song?
Sure.
Play your Scientology song.
Everybody's got a Scientology song. It's like a pirate song. Just everybody's got
Scientology.
Play my Scientology song. What should I play, Roy? Who was all having a fit about it earlier? Pick a song.
God, there's.
That you don't care, man.
Chains.
Chains?
Okay. Or I Wish.
You want to do I Wish? I love that one. Okay, good. Good call.
That one is a you don't necessarily need
for it. Ski-lo?
I got you.
I wish I would.
Yeah, right. That's actually, yes, that's it.
I wish I had a girl so I could call her.
Good, I call her.
He robbed that song right from
me. I wish I was like 6 feet 9 so I could get with Yoshi. That's right. Anyway, that's all I know. I just know that one line.
It is now.
That's a real line in the song, right?
Absolutely.
No, not now.
Go back.
Play it.
All right, ready?
See you. feelings made of our feelings are for you. Oh, baby, yeah, I wish one day then I could sing this song for you. And you'll see my heart is made of our feelings are for you.
I I wrote it like 8 years ago or something stupid like that. It was basically like I met this girl and I was like, wow, I was really into her. And she was kind of into me too. And but I didn't
do
anything.
Roy wasn't into her apparently.
Like I didn't do anything. It was like on a Friday night and I was like, man, I should ask her for her number or, you know, do something, right? And so, but I didn't. And I waited, and then on Monday night I knew she was working again, and so I was like, oh, I gotta go back up and see her, and I gotta get up enough guts to do it. And so I went up and I said something to her, and she was like, I would love to, but I just started dating my boyfriend like last night. And I was like, so if I would have maybe said something on Friday, maybe, you know. And so I was like, damn. And so I just wrote that.
I'm in a
get over it.
I'm in a pretty serious relationship right now from last night.
Yeah. Right. I guess, I probably wouldn't have worked
out. Things
are
getting pretty heavy.
Thinking back.
He bought a ring.
I got a cool song out of it.
You never know when the first day is.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one, man.
Yeah, that was nice to you.
Thank you.
So, you guys been playing for a long time? Or, is this something... how long you guys
we probably been playing about the same amount of time.
Maybe.
When did you guys build pick up the guitar? It was like,
so I've been playing 16 years about.
Yeah.
And I had kind of a lull in that period. So I played I started playing playing in high school or in middle school, I guess. And then played a ton, I had a high school band called Swerve. That was where that... What's up?
Exactly 16 years. Good job, buddy.
Yeah. I figured, So anyways, so I played in this high school rock band, Swerve, and played all the time. Played in a traveling youth ministry worship group, too. And so just played it all the time, and then went to college as a music major for like a year and a half. And then I kind of burned out, and I stopped entirely playing for, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
And so really only about a year and a half ago, I started playing a lot again and started writing again. And so most of what I'm playing tonight is going to be written from within this past year. But it's funny. So the stuff that I play now live, it's, like, it's either written in the last, like, year and a half or in high school. Because in that gap, there's literally, like, nothing written.
Right.
So, yeah.
Cool. And that's a... and you got a EP out?
Yeah, I got an EP out, A Place to Cross. Marcus Leonard recorded it in his studio, The MIDI Room. He does awesome work.
Yeah.
He does awesome work. And he also plays keys with me. Hoping to do some more full band gigs. The guy is freaking amazing.
Nice.
So...
And has it always been guitar for you, or did you play other instruments?
I started on piano, actually. And then, did you also, Roy?
No, I just believe that's the way you should always start.
Well, piano's good because it's visual. It's totally visual, and so that's what I played first. Unfortunately, when you're 12 and you pick up a guitar, the natural 12-year-old male instinct is to say, I don't want to play piano. Piano's lame. That's not cool. I want to play guitar. And so I totally abandoned that.
Sure.
So I can play the Charlie Brown song and little bits of like one little minuet.
Can you do chopsticks?
Oh, yeah, I can do chopsticks.
And for some reason, I can
play. So I have like two songs I can play, basically.
Right.
The Doogie Howser theme. I don't know why. I learned that.
It's the Doogie in you.
I even know that part.
I know it.
We had this piano
at
my house, and my dad. I don't, you know, who knows when it was ever tuned or whatever, but it was there, and my dad would play every now and then, but like, you know. He would play more guitar and harmonica and stuff, but when he walked past the piano, I always remember him doing the old time rock and roll Bob Seger. The
okay,
yeah,
I know it too.
Like,
that's,
that's so awesome.
Techno's old records off the shelf.
I actually forgot too. I played drums in a band in high school. I played in this like folky band. This guy Andy Lear, he's out in Pittsburgh now. This guy is like. Freaking musical, awesome at everything. He played guitar and sang, and I played percussion and sang, and it was like us, and he played banjo sometimes, and we had a fiddle and a cello, and we did like Echo Echo and What a Day for a Daydream and like all that kind of It's a Wonderful World.
That's
and
cool.
It was totally like a jam band.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever practiced.
That's awesome,
but
though.
It was fun. Yeah,
cool. What about you, Anthony? What's your story?
So my mom was in a band, and I guess that's where it kind of started, but I always would sing with her. And so I wanted to sing, and I met my friend Roy in high school, and we were like,
that's
let's
me.
Start a band. Yep, what's up, buddy? We were like, let's start a band, and I was a singer, and then one day I wanted to play guitar, and so I picked up a guitar like this. With no pickguard on it, not realizing that this was the way I was supposed to do it.
Right.
I had a Hootie and a Blowfish book, and I put my fingers where the thing said in the book, and I played. And I wrote my first song that night, which is terrible. And
for those of you who haven't seen Anthony play, what he's referring to is he has the guitar upside down.
Yeah, I play a right-handed guitar flipped over that way. So now...
I think that, but you're not alone there, like...
Oh, no, that happens a lot. There's a couple of cool musicians in town that do it. I want to say it's...
Every bass player hates it.
Didn't, like, Hendrix start that way and stuff?
He did start
yeah.
that way.
Yeah. Yeah, but then he...
But he switched over.
He made himself a left-handed guitar.
Yeah. Money will do that for you, though.
There's some famous bands. I just haven't really researched too much about it. What were you saying?
I was just saying that would take a lot of practice to switch.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine trying to
very much. There's no way I could do it now. There's absolutely no way. I'm just too zoned in.
Absolutely.
If you tell me to play an A, I just, you know, I play what I think is an A, you know. And so, I'm kind of like the guy that's just loves music and is trying to learn as much as I can kind of on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I research and I watch a lot of other people play and I kind of try to... You know, get inspired by watching different styles of music. Like, I've already done that. I've only met these guys, Jackson and Drew, recently, and I've already kind of started picking up things from them and being like, that, I should do that. You know, that's a good idea. You know, that would be cool. And so, like, I just kind of am the ever evolving musician off of other really good musicians that I meet, like these guys. So, so that's kind of where I'm at now. We started, you, me, and Dougie about 5 years ago. And a year and a half ago, we went full time with it. And last year was really scary. But now we're playing regularly every week at a bunch of different places. So come out and see us.
Yeah, very cool.
So.
We got Drew back here on the cajon and the shakers and stuff. Drew, this is his second appearance on the show. He was set in with Hillary Fitz on. Was it 64, right?
Episode Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah. Yay. That's a great episode. That's the best WrestleMania game.
True.
You know,
I agree.
GoldenEye.
That was GoldenEye.
Yeah. Proximity Mines.
Sorry, your spot's been placed.
That was my
a great time.
GoldenEye, right?
I play this little drum, but I...
That's no GoldenEye.
That's no GoldenEye. But it's a drum. So they're not the same. But I did play a series of these things, like a full kit, like all through growing up. I played in a few different bands, and I
was playing drums and singing in the first band I was ever in. I was in from like, I guess from 12 years old to 14, I was playing drums and singing. So after a while, it really got to be no different from just singing and playing. It was, and I never really had any luck on strings. The only strings that I have luck on is a ukulele. Yeah. And that's because it's kind of easier.
I solid like, on that, though.
Know, one finger and two finger chords. My pinky is kind of dumb. So I
stupid pink.
Then I decided, you know, I'll drop the sticks and start singing. And this next band I was in, and it was called Stockholm Smile. That band was pretty successful. We wound up signing to a record label called Moonspinner Records, and traveled a little bit. Played with a lot of cool acts. Opened for Breaking Benjamin a couple times.
Oh,
Chevelle.
That's
nice. Couple cool ones. I mean, it was a lot different of a style. I was screaming and I was singing and, you know, doing the whole bit. And eventually, I went to school down in Cape, and all my other buddies went to school too. So we were just kind of screwed. We couldn't really keep the thing going. So we decided just to disband and do another thing. And that's whenever, when we decided to disband, the drummer of that band actually was playing my drum kit and took off with it. Hmm. And I haven't seen or heard from him since. He just took off with, like, my baby. And I was very, very upset. But there was nothing to do. I didn't have enough money to replace it. I'd just gone to college. I was like, here's what I'm going to do. I heard about this cajon, you know, like, and it's like a drum set, and, you know, you just got to learn how to play it. So I bought a really, really crappy one for, like, $60, and I learned how to make it sound pretty well, pretty good, and, you know, whenever I broke through it for the first time, I finally bought a good one, and then it was like, okay, now I understand, because the old one was kind of janky, but this one I could do a lot of different things with, so I was like... Well, I just might as well keep doing this and get back to singing and get into the acoustic thing, because whenever I get to be 35, 40 years old, I don't want to be screaming my lungs out, you know, show to show. I'd rather be doing this and, you know, playing relaxing and nice music that I like to listen to anyway. So.
Yeah. Like I said, he was with Hillary, who's now out in the jungle.
And, middle of the jungle.
But so you've been, while she's away, you've been sitting in with Jackson and a lot of stuff,
while
right?
she's away, I've been playing with Jackson an awful lot. I'm also playing with Ian McGowan and the Good Deeds. We're playing it Off-Broadway, July 19th.
I'm playing with everybody.
Yeah.
I'll sit in with
Drew is a part of every band in St. Louis.
I know, right?
Another group called Toe Fire Tribe that I'm sitting in with a lot. I'm
with
also playing
links.
A festival.
Dude, what festival are you playing?
Picking on the Courtois, which is
I did see this.
It's where they held the Mo Roots Festival. Down in Bass River Resort. It's really, really awesome. I mean, it's a crazy awesome place for a concert.
This is the best place to have a show.
Oh, it's
those
wonderful.
Are.
This
when you're right
of,
there.
This part of Picking on the Courtois is like all the folk bands and stuff. So Hillary and I got a call about it. We may do it too. But I'm doing it with that.
She's in the jungle.
We could talk about it with somebody.
It
fits up our alley, and it's all St. Louis town.
Really?
So, yeah, Picking on the Courtois, whether I'm playing or not. Think about going to that.
When is it?
It's in September.
Sweet.
So
that's
it's
cool.
It's a wild slide, but
yeah.
That's a great
like
one.
Blast.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Well, wanna do another one?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Alright. How about one I just wrote last week?
Yeah.
You wanna roll Call of Fate?
Cool.
So actually just today I informed my boss that I was gonna be in December pursuing music full time.
Congratulations,
and she
buddy.
Was so supportive of it, and she said, that is so cool. I want to come see you play. And I was like, this is the best response I could ever possibly imagine.
That's right, right.
But anyway, so
right.
last week, you know, I've kind of had this, like, nagging at me for a while that this is the thing that really kind of, that really just makes me excited. And talking to guys like Anthony who are doing it, Anthony, you've been pretty inspiring to me, so it's pretty cool to, like, be doing this with you.
Thanks, buddy.
But yeah, so not to get all mushy on you or nothing.
I know, right?
But seriously,
you're killing it though. Like,
but seriously, I love it. And so I was like, you know what? It's I'm gonna do this now, or I'm never gonna do it. So this song is kind of about that.
They got real.
Time
what's left behind is what's still to find. But I won't take the bait, and I'll just call this fate. And I won't hesitate when I'm ready. Well, now I'm sure. In a cage. Well, I don't want to wait. I'll just call this fate. And I won't hesitate when I'm ready. Well, now I'm sure. La-da-da. La-da-da. Yearn to live a life the way that you discern. Well, I will listen, stop my wishing, lift my life into the sky. And there's no time to wait, so I'll just call this. And I won't hesitate when I'm ready. Well, now I'm sure. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. This time I'm
thank you.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks.
Nah, that was a great song.
Good job.
That I like was a it, like great you said, song. That's a very new one, and that's, you know.
And listen,
that
is brand spanking. You ask one. Anthony if you got my seal.
Yeah, yeah. To get Roy's.
Really?
Yeah.
It's he's good. Very critical. He doesn't. He pretends not to be what he is.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. That song. Great I'm excited song. To get awesome to song. Some real work on that yeah. song.
Yes, that's why I was getting at you. I'm like.
I know, right? Yeah.
Roy wants to play the drum on that one. So that was one of the other ones that I recorded the guitar on yesterday. So we'll work that out and get it going.
Sure.
Because that one can definitely have some drums and some harmony and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
cool. Be very Irish feeling.
I was feeling very tranquil with that one. I was gonna
yeah, it's tranquil. But
I love, like, I can hear so many more things that you're about to do on vocals in that song. That's just going to make ooh, it a thousand times yeah. more awesome.
Oh, yeah, he would totally.
In fact, you know what I'm talking about? The upright bass player would actually work real well with that. It kind of smooth and kind of.
Yeah, that would be the shit.
Can't give all the right. secrets away.
Well, I got another bass player, too. He's pretty amazing. New Pat go. Latour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what he has to play on there, too.
Well, what do you got, Anthony?
Yeah, man, bring it on.
All right, so I've been fighting myself because I really want to play this song, but I don't know how to explain it other than with the truth. Because But the truth is kind of weird. Or not weird, just inappropriate. But
I just totally dissed a religion on this thing. You can say whatever you want.
That's why I decided that this will be the day that I tell the truth.
Yes!
The truth shall set you free.
I should wait and let you finish.
So here's the thing. All right, you know how there's like songs about love where people write songs about love?
Yeah.
Well, this song is totally about lust, okay? I was partying. I met this girl. She was crazy hot. We were flirting all night long. We made it back into my room and made out a little bit. And then at some point, here's the inappropriate part, she informed me that there was something going on during that time of that month.
Wow.
And that we obviously
could not. This is what
the song
is about?
Listen.
Okay.
So, we were like, well, you know, I guess let's sit here and talk. You know what I mean? Like, what do we do? Yeah. So, we
sounds
just did
pretty
that.
Dirty.
And then she left. And when she was leaving, I was thinking, man, you know, I wish I could, but I can't. Because I got these chains on me.
Right? Okay. Chains.
So that's kind of the idea of the fucking song, right? Yeah.
All
right. So it's really, you know, but I couldn't be like, well, I couldn't have her, but I can't tell you why. Because it seems creepy then. You know what I mean? Then you're like, well, were you like watching out outside her window or something, man?
That
like,
yeah, would have been the first.
Know. You know what I mean? That so that's what I'm saying. So I got to tell the truth.
All these sure, things sure. That he which has is written, and he's written about certain things. Most of the time, I don't know what it is. There goes a golf cart. He's like, Roy, you know this one. It's a.
I do not remember her name, so I will just call her Jennifer, because
it's
sure it was probably one of them.
It's a good gamble. That was her all, Jennifer.
Ready. All of the dark.
Teamwork there.
It's my favorite way to play my music.
Yeah.
This is just have anybody sit down and be like, yeah, I'll play with it.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love that. Sorry, man.
yeah, it was
poor Roy.
I love that, you know, like you guys said, you guys just met each other a while back, you know, that we just started hanging out, playing together recently and things, and it's kind of crazy that, you know, it blows my mind that you guys could just sit down and do that kind of stuff. Like, you know, I don't play at all. So, but it just that Drew can jump in and, you know, pick up a rhythm or whatever and play along and that kind of stuff. It's cool to see. Especially,
well, I'll say 100% honestly, like it's all Drew that has made it easy for us to go from meeting to playing 4-hour shows.
Yeah.
Drew just picks stuff up like it's nothing.
Yeah, Drew's one of those musicians, man, where he just is like, all right, go ahead. Okay,
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
we were sending you hugs and kisses.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's, you know.
Thank you guys so much.
It's cool to see this, like, you know, be a part of this community, you know, this,
what did you call it today?
Our musicians fellowship.
It is, though. I love it too.
I agree. I think
like
it's awesome.
Jackson term for
no,
sure.
That was an Anthony.
No, I
it does. It does kind of sound that way, but that was Anthony's.
I just got done watching Game of Thrones. You know,
I haven't even done shit. You guys like you make it easy as well, man. It's not like I can throw a beat down.
Yeah, and harmony can, after hearing something.
I can
once.
Learn how to harmonize, but you guys write some incredible music, and I mean, that takes a lot more than hearing it and adapting. That's a whole different place to go, you know. And then also just to be able to sit down and have fun and play, I think that makes more difference than anything. To not sit there and be forced, because there's rehearsals that I go to where I mean playing with these groups where I don't know the people very well, you know.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you want to just be like friendly, like we are when we play, and you know, just kind of like mess around and jack around and like. They're like not about it, you know. Sometimes they're just like, so sometimes I walk in and I'm a little scared and I don't play as well, you know.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I'm like that, I get a little timid, you know.
Well, even doing this show, like there's people, you know, I'm a huge fan of their music, and then I go to talk to them, and you know, some don't go very well. They're just very, you know, kind of stiff sometimes, and then you get some that like this, where you know, it's just a blast hanging out and you know, playing good music and stuff, and it's just, but yeah, it's all and. I mean, everybody's different, but yeah, it's just, it's fun to, it's, you know, obviously a lot better to have fun when you're doing this stuff, to play music and...
I really like how it takes the age out of things, like, I mean, it doesn't matter that I'm 22 years old or, you know, that anyone else is, like, 60 over here.
Yeah.
Roy. Like Roy.
Best part is, anybody that doesn't know you... is just listening. So you actually just... Like, they just pictured an actual 60-year-old man named Roy Butler.
Yeah, I'm the oldest guy in the world. Yeah.
It's amazing Roy's still alive. What are you now, like 132?
Dude.
I mean, that's like really 134, amazing.
134, but, you know, I'm expecting your last gifts.
There's been several. I would say if you were a cat, you're on, like, live 4. Okay? Like, you've already gone through 3 of them.
Looking at this way, you still got 5 left.
Yeah.
You know.
You wouldn't be saying any of this if I had a bass guitar in my hand. You'd be like, yeah, you ready to go? You ready to play? No, you'd be totally different tone.
I'm not saying it doesn't...
Totally different.
It doesn't lower my appreciation for your skills.
I might die tonight.
I'm just saying.
But,
No,
We had Hobo Empire on the show a little while, but
Jacob
and
Riley.
Yeah. I forget his name. But their drummer, he's much older than the rest of the guys in the band. But like you said, it takes the age out where, like, he plays with them and they all learn from each other. You know, he introduces them to some stuff that he knows from, you know, and then they taught him how to do Gord's Gin and Juice. They do the Snoop Dogg cover, and you know, so he would never be playing rap music if it weren't for these guys. You know,
one thing I have awesome to say, you know, about it's funny because even if we didn't go and play at Steve's Hot Dogs and everything and had that whole experience, I would also say this right now: that Master of Styles album, the fact that it's called Master of Styles, and every song is different. That's what brought me into wanting to be, you know, a musician that plays a lot of different styles of music. And, I mean, Steve Ewing was, like, pioneering in that effect for me. So that was why it was, like, so such a big deal to have been at that for me.
He's become one of the coolest guys for me to hang around. And, like, the fact that, like, that I even get to do that, like, blows my mind when I stop and think about some of the stuff. Like, I was telling my buddy a story the other day whenever I was booking this party, and I said, Steve Ewing texted me to tell me I need to book the bands for the show, and he's like, so Steve Ewing just texted you? And I'm like, yeah, that happened. Like, you know, just like, it's just kind of if the 14-year-old boy that, you know, that grew up liking Steve, if I would have told him, hey, Steve Ewing's going to be a friend of yours and you're going to do a show together sometime.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's so cool.
So it's, you know, it's pretty incredible that, you know, that we've all been brought together and, like, that we can hang with him like
this. Well, it was also great. After that, I had to go to work, but I had, like, 2 hours to waste. And so I just went outside and there was a bunch of people still sitting there that had performed with their instruments. And so I just jammed for 2 hours.
Oh, that's so cool, dude.
Like, you know, say goodbye to us and everything. That was cool.
Was Cortland?
Cortland was there, yeah.
He's so good, man.
Yeah, he's cool. I liked him a lot.
He played a bunch of Incubus tunes. It was great.
He was really cool. He was really good.
Yeah, he's got just a killer rock voice, man.
Yeah, totally.
Sang those songs.
And then I talked to DB, big beard.
Yeah.
He gave me an application. I'm actually going to try to work there.
Nice.
I'd love to get closer to that.
Slinging some dogs.
Yeah.
that was a fun day, man.
You know what I love about Steve is, like, you can tell that he's just, like, you can tell that anybody asks him to play, his first reaction is, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you know, like, yeah, I'll totally play. Because he just loves performing so much. You know, like, that's just I love that in a musician. Sure. Like, you guys have it, too. You guys are just like, yeah, where you guys want to play?
Yeah, I said one too many times last week.
I know. Our weekend's coming up,
Yeah,
too,
that's how our week's going to be right now.
Yeah,
you want to
do Hideaway next?
Oh, yeah, totally, man.
Yeah,
I want to hear some shit.
Hideaway's awesome.
Yeah, let's stop messing around.
Hideaway
because
is
so really, our weekend is very stacked. We have a Thursday at Next Pub. That's where you take over it. Anthony and make sure
No, we'll do that later. They're going to play a song.
Oh, that's cool, man.
This leaves me at the hang.
All right, so this song...
Sorry.
No, you're good, dude.
Sorry.
This song is also pretty recent. It's about in high school. This is kind of like a flashback song. Sometimes you just like write stuff about a long time ago, you know. So in high school, I used to like sneak out in the middle of the night and,
whoa,
you know,
bad boy, huh?
Well, no, I was just meeting a girl, and so we always like met at the same place by this creek, and so this is what that song is about, kind of flashback.
How nostalgic is that?
Brown and Drew,
like the notebook stuff.
Drew has made the song way better than it was before Drew.
I went to the lake house.
I love this song.
That song's called Hideaway. She walks out onto the porch with a glass of wine. He lays Emmy down to sleep. Then he
close behind. Hergate, do you want me to start again?
Yeah. I kind of feel like I'm totally shit. Sure. Like 1,000.
I thought it was a great
1,000%.
We could have totally rocked that.
All right.
That's great, dude.
That's going to be the song, though.
It was like biting me or something. It was very uncomfortable. Alright, here we go. Hideaway.
Take two.
In our hideaway by the creek, we watch across the water. A family we'll never meet. She walks out onto the porch with a glass of wine. He lays heavy down to sleep. Then he's close behind. Her gaze on Orion, his gaze on her eyes. You said she dreams lofty dreams, I said they're realized. In our hiding by the creek, we told the tales of lovers, but only of us we speak. And I thought that I saw your shadow from the corner of my eye. And I thought that I heard your echo reverberating in the night sky. I couldn't quite trace your footsteps, so I fall back into my mind. Running back from your doorstep to our hideaway beside the creek. Wild-eyed and earnest, pour your soul out into mine. Let our bicycles collect the dew laid beneath the pines. Morning will soon have its say, but who says we'll obey? If I thought we'd not be here again, I surely would have stayed. I thought that I saw your shadow from the corner of my eye. And I thought that I heard your echo reverberating in the night sky. I couldn't quite trace your footsteps, so I fall back into my mind. Running back from your doorstep to a hideaway beside the creek. Oh, do you feel it in your heart and your soul? Do you feel it? Do you need it? Do you dream it? Invading your veins till you bleed it. And fear makes a shadow grow dimmer. And the years won't allow us to linger. Like our lives are controlled and they blindly unfold. Till we find we've grown old while still dreaming. I thought that I saw your shadow from the corner of my eye. And I thought that I heard your echo reverberating in the night sky. I couldn't quite trace your footsteps, so I fall back into my mind. Running back from your doorstep to a hideaway beside the creek. To a hideaway beside the creek. To a hideaway beside the creek.
Yeah.
Thank you,
man.
Guys.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. I might
that was
be
a great song.
I love you, man.
I hear like a Peter Gabriel kind of thing or something.
That was kind of cool. Yeah. That was really cool.
I don't know if am I off on that or anybody else hear that?
Yeah,
totally.
Oh,
Salisbury Hill kind of
thing. Yeah, it's really cool.
That right in there. But yeah, man, I dig it. That sounds really
good.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
And can I just say, Drew's harmonies on it are just so incredible.
Yeah.
Like, we got to start practicing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
The gigs that they kind of are like becoming practice. I know you guys.
Yeah. We've only had one like legit practice.
We haven't practiced in
like 6 weeks. But if we really would, because that one practice was legit. It was a great practice.
We got a lot done.
We played.
Let's keep doing it.
The last time we practiced anything was when we practiced with you.
Yeah, I know.
For Venice Cafe.
Can you imagine the difference?
Yeah.
I think the problem is that, you know, we do like, you know, Tuesday we're doing a podcast, Thursday we're playing again, Friday we're playing again.
Right, that's exactly
Saturday,
what it is.
So, like, so
by Monday I'm like, I'm not doing shit, you know? I'm laying in my bed and eating in my bed.
Those are the reasons that we are getting, you know, the harmonies and things that
I know, right. So. It's great.
One or another.
Yeah. After this, man.
Practice. So what was that song about, buddy?
I think I just told you. That was, The Sneaking Out.
I know.
It's about his hideaway by the creek.
It was. It's hideaway by the creek. It's the same spot every time. Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff, man. Like, the storytelling of it, you know, to where you can kind of get lost and then put yourself in that imagery and you know, you can play out the scene in your head of going down to the creek and all that stuff. Like, I love that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, so usually what I would do, I would bike there, and it was like 5 miles to bike to this creek, and then I'd, like, carry the bike across the creek. Well, this one time I thought that this would be just, like, this awesome idea to cross the creek at a different place, and I got there, and I was like, shoot, the creek's, like, way wider here than I realized. So I, like, left my bike there and crossed, and then I didn't realize that this spot wasn't actually very close to our hideaway at all. And so I like had to run about 2 miles to get there, and then we're there, and my dad called my cell phone, and I was like, I'm found. And so I had to like run back, you know, to that place, you know, across the creek. I called it my triathlon night because I had to like run to get to the creek, you know, kind of swim sort of across the creek and then bike home really, really freaking fast. So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And then jump in bed like that.
Running back.
Well, I mean, at that point, that's fine. It didn't even matter, but.
Right.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's a great song, man.
Thanks.
All right, Anthony, your turn to follow it.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you got, man?
So.
Dropping down.
What's Steve always say? Funky D.
Funky D.
Dropping it down into Funky D.
Okay, so. So this song is like. You know, there's so many different things that you can, like, believe in and not believe in and stuff, and it's just really interesting when you think about things. And a lot of people believe in soulmates, or some people don't believe in soulmates. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if, like, your soulmate kind of bounced around from different people to different people that you've dated? And then, like, they'll, like, hop in somebody, and, like, at that point, if you've gotten your life together and you're, like, ready for your soulmate meeting, then it happens.
I see.
But if you screw up or something, that person jumps out, and that's why you break up with that person, and then it moves on. That's really cool.
Idea.
So I just kind of thought I met my soulmate and then, like, got to that point where I was like, duh, you know, like, lost it again. And so I kind of wrote a song to my soulmate that's bouncing around out there. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
So it's not like about a girl. It's just about, you know.
The idea.
Right. See you smile.
see a beauty I cannot compare. Wondering how this all happened to me. Did I get so lucky? How did I?
Awesome. Yeah. That's very Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
That was like a really, I love that guitar part.
Yeah,
like
I have a very, he taught me how to play guitar.
Oh, that's right.
That's
came
basically,
over,
that, yeah. Like, no,
is,
I mean, I just like, I love
that
him,
is
so
a really
I was,
cool riff though.
I was like, when I learn how to play, or teach myself how, I'm going to try to play like the guy that like, is the hardest. And so I you know, I was like, he's the best acoustic player. Like a rhythm guitarist, which is what I wanted to be. Like I wanted to do singer-songwriter stuff. So I was like, I'm gonna do that. And it was
that
really
was very
hard.
Cool though.
Can you do like satellite?
I can play it. I can't play it and sing it yet, but I'm working on
yeah,
it.
That's some picking right there, right?
But I can play the man.
That's some crazy guitar work. That's not
it's really hard to get into. It's a hard-ass song
to
play.
It goes in a lot of different
looks
parts.
Like it.
Well, and for me, because I'm playing upside down, I got to come up with a whole stupid different way to play it.
Right.
So
right. You can't do it the way that
it's terrible. Like, I can't play Crash because my hands don't work the way I would have to play it.
Right.
And I'm kind of like I got to play it the right way or I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
Type of person.
That's
you know,
funny
so.
Since you play your guitar upside down.
Which is stupid, right? Yeah, it's really dumb. I know.
But there are
right
probably things that you
that's
can do
right. Yeah,
that
play.
A normal.
I'm trying to find something that I can play that it was right. Really, really hard to play as a regular guitarist.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know.
It'd be something you write.
I know.
Yeah, so the stuff that you write is probably going to be more challenging for somebody.
I wrote a couple of chords, but I don't know if I wrote them. You know what I mean?
You didn't write
them. Well, you can't write a chord.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean.
You can't write a chord.
No, that's not it.
I mean, you could, but it probably wouldn't sound like it.
It wasn't you, man.
Someone else did.
Somebody else thought of that. That's
guarantee
called
it.
Music theory.
I just feel like
if
I'm
you play a
true
chord that no one's that ever played true before, it probably won't sound
true
very good.
You're right. I'm stupid. I invented a chord. I'm an idiot.
Hey,
buddy.
Stay inside.
Yeah, that was pretty great though for putting you guys on the spot to
go to Venice,
to do that.
To do what?
To do satellite.
Oh, I'm a huge Dave fan, so I can bust out a lot of Dave. Better than that. That's a hard ass song.
Oh yeah.
Are you wanting to do Dancing in the World?
Yeah, do whatever that
you
is.
You do that or All the Way. Down.
Oh, yeah. Do
that
one.
One's a little cooler.
Do that one.
See, this is why I play the role that I do in the bands, because I can just be like, question. Thank you.
Most of the time, I like your.
He's
your
the Roy.
Eyes,
yeah. That's
get,
how Roy
I'll
is.
Give my yeah input if it's needed, but usually I'm just like, hey. Decision.
I'm going to give input if I don't need to. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Well, Drew's got some cool harmonies on this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
This one isn't real. I mean, yeah. I'll just play it.
Turn that shoulder again. Leave me like a rat that the cat dragged in. Sink
Check out a guy named Xavier Rudd.
No, no,
I love Xavier.
Xavier is fantastic, but he's like he's Australian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slide guitar.
Yeah. He does that style of guitar picking like you're doing.
Oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of that his kind of style. So
cool.
Might be somebody to look into.
Check it out, Xavier Rudd.
Yeah,
he's great, man.
Awesome. Yeah, he's really.
I met him too. He's a really.
You met him? Is he from here?
Nice guy.
No, he's Australian.
He's I met him at Wakarusa. He's actually floating down the river on his back.
That's so awesome.
And I just tapped him on his chest and I was like, "Are you Xavier Rudd?" And he was like, "Yeah, mate." And I was like, "Ah!"
Kind of like. He plays like what's that?
Good move.
Visual thing.
Yeah, probably.
Good mate.
Yeah, mate.
That's all I had.
Good on ya.
He has like there's a video with.
Good on you, mate.
There's a video. He's got like a whole setup, like his guitar, and he's got like the didgeridoo set up, like mounted in front of him, and.
Different sizes.
Yeah.
He circularly breathes and plays as he plays slide guitar.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. And then he stops and he'll go into singing.
Yeah.
He has an incredible voice.
Yeah, the guy's
really cool.
The guy's unreal, man.
That circular breathing, dude, that's
oh, that stuff is nuts.
That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, he was here not too long ago at
I know you had
to. Old Rock House, and I missed it, but
he was here.
Yeah, not too long ago.
I went to Old Rock House and saw him, but I don't know how long ago. It's probably
it was a while back.
Yeah, it was like a year.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him. His bass player was awesome. He was like this African dude, bald little head, and just the nicest dude. Pulled up like every kid that he saw at the Rock House and had him on stage dance, and he's just playing bass and like. Sure. Oh, man, this is very cool.
There's another guy, another Australian guy I like a lot is John Butler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's, man, that guy. I saw him at the pageant a year ago as a trio.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, too.
And him,
week I saw Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
At the pageant. It was all the same week.
I've got this video. I was, like, right up front there, and I shot video of him playing his 12-string solo.
The Ocean?
Oh, yeah. It was incredible.
That was incredible. I was standing there, too. That was great.
But, yeah, that guy, I love, Grand National, that album, that's such a great record, man.
Yeah,
because they're on the other side.
He had he had only one song I knew before I saw that Ocean song, and that was that I used to get high for a little.
Oh, yeah. For the longest time, I only knew that Peaches and Cream.
They
had a video. I remember a video for that on MTV, and then somebody said something, and I got the whole Grand National album, and I started listening to it a lot. But yeah, the guy is just fantastic. His whole band is, that trio.
For a trio, they have so much sound.
Yeah.
They kill it.
Really good.
And the reading about him and stuff, read about him, he was like homeless apparently, and you know, like played on the streets for like 2 years, surviving.
Wow.
Just to survive, which is like, how do you get much better than when you have to sit there and impress somebody every time they walk by,
right?
Not knowing who they are, them not knowing who you are. For you to live. That's what I love about busking. I go out all the time and busk. I'll sometimes just leave school with no money and have absolutely no gas, and I go to school
just
in Belleville.
Go out and busk. That's
and I
awesome.
I try to go out with and get to where I like am below E, so that like I couldn't leave. You know,
right.
Make sure the phone's dead, and then you know I have to sit out there, and there's no other way.
Just throw yourself in the lion's
pit. There's no other way.
That's awesome.
And all you gotta do is make $10 and you're out of the situation.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So then it's, you look at it that way, and it's like, all right, well then you just keep on making $10 over.
Yeah, right.
Good practice.
Yeah.
And the people you meet out there busking. Dude, like, you can't rely on everybody to come to the show that you want to meet. You know, there's people walking on the street that will recognize you well enough if you're good enough. And, I mean, it really behooves you, you know, to be out there and doing it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Even to have a practice. I hold a lot of the practices. Like, Hillary and I, we've never practiced inside a house.
Yeah, really?
Only at the Loop in front of the Chuck Berry statue.
That's really cool.
Yeah, really?
Because I make sure that we're out there doing
it. That makes sense.
Because we make some money and we get to go eat and stuff.
That's pretty goddamn brilliant, to be honest.
Next practice, man.
Yeah. It only makes sense to meet in the Loop and do it like that. You know, you get to work on your stuff.
Definitely.
Too bad I didn't have a bassist that could go out there and play.
Dude,
sorry, Roy Boy.
A percussionist who lays down a solid beat and can harmonize like an angel is a gem.
Here's to those guys. Maybe I'll be one of them one day.
Oh, dude, you are a gem.
Cool.
You wanna close it out strong?
Yeah.
So this song is called Walk, Talk, Think. And the only way I can explain it is a musician friend of mine that I met recently asked me what I write my songs about, and I said, well, mostly women, because, you know, that's what I do. That's what I'll, you know, whatever. And that person was like, oh, I write mostly about life. And I was like...
Way to make me feel like
man,
shit.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's rough.
That's
and I was
more
like,
vague
did I?
Than me.
I was like, did I? Have I wrote any songs about life? Just like, you know? And I was like, oh, this one's one that I wrote about life. So I'm going to throw this one out here, too. And it's kind of cool, I think. So, here we go.
Roy will be the judge of that.
Just to let everyone know, Roy has an incredible bass line to this song. What's up?
A song called About Life.
Yeah,
just for a case.
That's
in case
awesome.
Anybody wondered what it was about.
Oh yeah, I do have a good one.
come of it. Wasted life.
Like the greatest bass line ever in that song ever. It's so awesome. I love me some Roy.
Wait.
Not like that. Not like Drew. See how I flipped that one?
Yeah, I saw a couple of belts in my mouth.
I don't know. Yeah, right. I don't know what to do right now. What do? And then
oh man.
Well, guys,
that was fun.
We've recorded an hour and a half, so
yeah. It was definitely a great time.
I think we did it.
Cool, man. Right on.
That was fun, dude. Listen, Shane, thank you.
Thank you guys. This is
just like generally
Jackson,
thank you for
Anthony.
Doing what you do.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
Let me brown nose for a minute.
Can I?
I think I know what you're gonna say and I'm
No, I agree. Like what you're doing right now is just so like to musicians like us that just you know, do what we
totally
do. Like, it really, really is a big deal for us because you kind of put us on, like, a spotlight on a stage and make us feel special, you know, and wouldn't you agree? Continue. Go ahead. Jump in.
I was gonna say, like, I think it's awesome what you're doing, like, for the scene too, just by like kind of every Thursday, Friday, Saturday posting like all the stuff going
on. Right, right, totally.
There's a huge bubbling music scene here in St. Louis, and people need to know about it or else they won't know about it. And I think it's awesome. And in fact, the other night, last Friday, I had a night off, and I was like, you know what? I want to see music. Why don't I check out Shane Presley's page? Because I know he's going to have every show.
Well, yeah, and he's listed. And he's and
yeah,
he's
you're
interviewed
better than
them.
Bands in town, man.
And he's, he's interviewed them and he's listened to them. You know, and I can go back to his episodes and listen to what they sound like and be like, oh,
I love it.
You know, Jackson and Drew. Yeah, they sound awesome on this. Let's go watch them. See how I put that in.
Yeah, it's great. I, you know, I got that Time Hop app on my phone.
Yeah,
and I like a year ago, I was posting like five things to do on a Friday night that I would recommend. And then now the list is, like, I think the other night I posted like 25.
Right. That's so funny.
The list just keeps getting longer. I mean, there's so many choices. I'm meeting more people and I'm realizing there's more, a lot more,
there's,
you know,
so much
going
here.
Yeah.
There's so many good things here.
Right.
Like, that, so many good acts.
You're digging into the cream of the crop, too.
Yeah.
Like, the ones, the people that I, like, actually respect before you, you know, had it. Had this thing going on.
Yeah,
you're getting them on the show.
Right.
It's like, I've known these people.
Sure.
You know, and I've seen that they have potential. And
like that Anthony Doria guy.
Yeah, right.
I was like,
that Jackson Howard that just walks in and goes, "Hey, my name is Howard, and I want to play here." And they're like, "All right,
dude." Literally, no. I got a show.
I don't even show up with the bass.
I like view it as like you
that
with
happened.
A cowboy hat walking in.
Yeah.
Bing.
No.
Howard.
Hi, darling.
But literally,
Howard's this name, Jackson Howard.
the place is called Howard's. In,
yeah.
I don't want to, like, on here. But,
no, it's cool.
No, but
it's
basically,
cool,
like, yeah, it's an awesome place. But she had never heard me play. But
Notes,
it's like,
my
hey, my name's Howard. Can I play here? So it's Howard's at Howard's. And she's
play
like, stank. That sounds like an awesome idea without ever hearing me. And I was like, yes.
I think, well, listen, you picked the right person to play. But. I think, and I might be wrong, they might have changed it, but they're going to do only, like, acoustic, like, music there.
Yeah.
But they're
going to
try to
do
it.
What? It's like a little corner show.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a really cool bar.
And it's
going to
be music all the time, too.
Yeah. It's going to be really awesome.
They have music 5 minutes.
I think they already do, yeah. They already
have
music 5 minutes
cool.
a week, yeah.
Am I going to play? It's acoustic. Am I going to play?
I'm going to try. I'm going to go ask them.
Do you play usually when there's acoustic instruments?
Yeah.
It's wishy-washy. You never know. With acoustic guitars, you never know.
Well, right on.
No, really, you don't know. Sometimes some people, they don't
it's
want.
It's wishy-washy.
Right. wishy-washy. I tell you what, go to Jackson's gig.
It's gonna be wishy-washy
at Howard's.
Yeah, are we going to your place? Because I don't want to get
on
into
Thursday
a wishy-washy
night.
Situation.
I'll be there.
It might be a little wishy-washy
till like 8:30.
Are we going to your show?
Yes, beforehand for Nick's.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, and then we can go to Nick's.
Yeah, there you go. We'll all be hanging out all night on Thursday night
in a music fellowship.
Thank you for dealing with us.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, good job.
Because really, you did deal with us. So.
I think we're still recording.
You did a great job.
He probably won't use any of this. It'll be okay.
I'm not using
it. I think you should totally use it.
All right, guys. Episode
always
77.
Good. This that's motherfucker, I'm not
what's
saying
this one? Is that what this one is? 77?
77.
Yes.
Check
77.
64 too.
I'm really happy about that being our number, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, 77.
Go check out Jackson Howard and Drew Lance because they're the shit.
Check out You Mean Dougie.
Follow these guys on Facebook. Pick up Jackson's album.
Yeah,
come out to live shows. Support live music.
And listen to this podcast.
Yeah, go listen to this. Right after you listen to this, go out to a live show.
Yes.
There you go.
Do it.
Thanks, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.